The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West. And today we're talking this interview that Ye did with Bloomberg that shed some light on recent events where he was talking about his relationships, deals with Adidas and Gap. And it seemed like he had put a bow on some of the issues he had had with Adidas, but did it elaborate on the conclusion or agreement the two had reached, and said that he had 10 days until he took aim at Gap. So in between the conclusion to Adidas and the ramp up to whatever is going to happen with Gap, Ye did this interview with Bloomberg. I haven't read the interview yet, but I knew the gist of it from posts on Twitter earlier. So we're gonna read this together and, you know, see what's being said. So it starts off with Kanye West is done with corporate America. He'll go it alone. And I saw people making connections to Sway, of course. Back in 2013, when Ye was talking about being shut out of the fashion industry, frustrations with Nike, nobody making like deals with him, Sway was like, why don't you just do it yourself? You have resources, you're a famous musician. Why don't you just do it? And Ye was like, how Sway? In that infamous clip, right? And talking about, like, you don't know, like, the infrastructure, all of this stuff. And there have been people, of course, that have pointed to, like, Sway was right. And in the broader sense, yes, but Ye wouldn't have reached billionaire status without going about it the way he was telling Sway he had to go about it, by making deals with these large corporations that could provide infrastructure and inventory and really assist in the rollout of everything and the distribution of everything, the marketing of everything. And it's just, you get such a 10x on your return right away, especially when you have the deal that Ye had, which made him a billionaire multiple times over, that now he's at the point where he can go it alone, given the expertise that he has, the proven success that he has had with Adidas and with Gap already, that it's a way different story now in 2022 than it was in 2013. So, going it alone. This is by Kim Basson, rapper and designer Kanye West, who now goes by Ye. Every article says he's done with his corporate partners and plans to branch out solo. It's time for me to go it alone, Ye said in a phone interview. It's fine. I made the company's money. The company's made me money. We created ideas that will change apparel forever, like the round jacket, the foam runner, the slides that have changed the shoe industry. Now it's time for Ye to make the new industry. No more companies standing in between me and the audience. So, yeah, that's huge. And that seems to be what he was trying to do, right? He wanted to either take over Adidas in a way, like, you make me head and allow me to do the things that I want to do, or you let me go. And same thing with Gap. He was asking both of them to give him seats on the board for years, and neither of them ever budged on that. So he wants to be kind of unfettered, unchained, unfiltered in that way, to where he doesn't have to respond to them or take notes from them or like be managed by them, right? So even with billions of dollars in revenue and the two of the fashion industry's most lucrative royalty deals at stake, Ye has shown full willingness to publicly battle the very same corporations he's worked most closely with. But there are obstacles to a clean break. Foremost are his high-profile long-term arrangement with Adidas AG to produce sneakers like the Yeezy Boost 350, which expires in 2026. So 2.5 more years on that. And an apparel agreement with Gap that ends in 2030. Yeah, the deal was first announced in 2020, July 1st, I think, 2020, as a 10-year deal. So they'll just have to get along. They, my new baby mamas, said Ye. I guess we're just going to have to co-parent those 350s, which is such a Ye statement, right? Like, okay, you have these people you have to like kind of work with on these things, like, to the best of your ability, so the kids can thrive, right? But you wonder what other deals, like designs, and how much time and effort Ye will put into whatever's happening with Gap, with Adidas, if he's not happy with those arrangements, though it seems like in the company's best interest to motivate him, to make him happy. And, you know, with 2030 being the end of the deal with Gap, there's still a lot of time for Gap to just kind of be like, what do you want to do, Ye? We'll just do what you want us to do, and it'll be good. Representatives for Adidas and Gap declined to comment. Ye intends to open his own Donda campuses, named after his late mother, across the country, which will house shopping, schools, farms, and dorms all together. So this was the Instagram post he had made the other day where he talked about Donda University, essentially, and wanting to open the first one in Atlanta on the property that Young Thug has. It's 100 acres that Young Thug offered to Ye. Slime City is what it's called, but I don't know if Ye will keep that name. But he's been looking into these multi-use buildings or establishments. He had posted to Instagram visuals of what these Donda retail stores would look like. And they weren't just retail stores. They had like the store area, but also courtyards that would bring in nature. And also he was talking about having homeless shelters be part of some of the stores in big cities like New York and San Francisco. So it seems like he has this vision of not only can I provide retail or education, but how can I provide like public assistance in ways as well. Like having farms like as part of the school seems like a huge deal. If it's helping the school provide like sustainable food so they're not having to ship things in, right? Or just providing it for communities in the area. So we'll see what happens there. It's definitely very ambitious, but also something that Ye can pull off. It's just a matter of, you know, will it get the time and the effort? Products sold there will be unique to Yeezy's physical and online shops and designed by existing Yeezy staff. He said he's working with former Adidas executive Eric Leidke, who now runs the independent plant-based clothing operation Unless Collective. In recent weeks, he's also been urging potential job candidates with expertise in opening retail networks to reach out to him, which I think that might just be a reference to the Instagram post where Ye was like, hey, if you know how to do retail, contact me. But I didn't know this before, the working with former Adidas executive Eric Leidke. I don't know if that had been announced or publicly known, but that's interesting. Excuse me. It goes with Ye wanting to do essentially sustainable operations, right? How can we get more thoughtful? How can we be more world-saving? Working with somebody that went from Adidas executive to plant-based clothing operation. Not only like is it in the realm of sustainability and just thinking about how you can have this business that's also a service or is environmentally friendly, it's also someone that went from the establishment to doing their own thing. And how are you building up those operations? How are you scaling? How are you building inventory? There's a lot of logistical knowledge and information that Eric would have that I think is relevant to Ye and the idea that he'll need his own factories, that he'll need all of these own processes that he had been relying on Adidas and Gap for. So, okay. In recent weeks, he's also, he'll also keep operating Yeezy Supply, the e-commerce shop that serves as the primary release point for new Yeezy goods, hitting the market in an endless series of product drops. Yeah, it's kind of been like that over the years. Adidas and Gap have bet big on Yeezy, counting on Ye's label to boost their cachet among younger demographics, grab consumers' attention, and drive sales. Ooh, no Oxford comma. Management shakeups are ongoing at both brands as they change CEOs. At Adidas, top executive Casper Rorstad plans to step down next year, and Gap boss Sonia Singel was ousted in July. Gap has an interim chief in charge as both search for the replacements who will inherit their relationships with Ye, who's had problems with his corporate partners lately. He has repeatedly called out Adidas and Gap and has requested to be added to their boards without success. That's what I was talking about, you know? If I argue with someone broker than me, the only outcome is that I get broker, Ye said. Which, whew, what a quote, you know, what a quote. It reminds me of the time I spent on Reddit. Why do I do that? You know, why argue with people on Reddit? Longstanding disagreements. Adidas, one of Ye's longest tie-ups, manufactures and distributes Yeezy's footwear. He's had long-standing disagreements about how the line has been managed, especially in times where he hasn't been consulted on planning and strategy, which I keep bringing up the blue Yeezys that I have back there, the 700s. It seems like in hindsight, that's a colorway that he would never have approved of. The latest row was over Adidas slide design that looked similar to a Yeezy style. He said it was blatant copying. No one should be held in that position where people can steal from them and say, we're just paying you to shut up, said Ye, who certainly hasn't shut up in recent weeks with a series of Instagram posts hammering Adidas executives. That destroys innovation. That destroys creativity. That's what destroyed Nikola Tesla. Also, Benjamin Franklin. Franklin didn't like Tesla, or was it the other guy? Oh, who was the other guy that's famous for electricity? Oh my God, it's right. Not Newton. Was it Newton? No. Oh, it's right, like the dude with the key, right? No, that was Franklin. Oh my God, I feel like one of those sidewalk interviews where they go up and ask someone some basic question, like, what country is the Queen of England from? And people are like, I don't know. Thomas Edison. Edison? Edison. Tesla and Edison? That was it? Anyway, Edison. I'm gonna go with Edison. That's my final answer. Lock it in. Survey says. Anyway, that's what destroyed Tesla. Ye really likes Nikola Tesla. He brings him up a lot, as a lot of innovators and inventors do. He's kind of he was the forgotten child for a long time as Edison won out in the war that they had, as Edison was more connected and got a lot more positive press. But Tesla was the one that actually was the greater designer and greater inventor. Gap, meanwhile, oh wait, was there something else up here? Yeah, so the thing with this is that people had assumed when Adidas put out that second, like the shoe that looked exactly like the slide, that because they have this partnership with Ye, it's okay. Maybe he gave them permission, or maybe there's just something where like it's fine. And he's saying, like, you know, most people in that position would just shut up because you're getting paid so much money. You should just be happy to be making the amount of money that you're making. And Ye has made billions of dollars. I think most of us would be like, you know what? Fine. But Ye's just like, no, it's the integrity of it. Like, you shouldn't get to copy me and get my IP and be able to do this just because you're paying me for this other thing. Like, if you want to do that, you should pay me for that as well. Or we're going to renegotiate. And renegotiate he did. Gap, meanwhile, has been rolling out clothes like hoodies and Norax. I've never actually heard that word said out loud. Anorax. And tees under the Yeezy Gap name, and has billion-dollar ambitions for the line. Ye said he joined Gap in the first place because he wanted to sell his designs at a more affordable price, something they accomplished. He has complained of not being included in meetings and being shrugged off by management. Every step of my career, there was something in the way, said Ye. They did the dream, but just without Ye. Ye has also been at odds with his bank, JP Morgan Chase & Co., where he had moved his money earlier. On Instagram, he criticized executives Bill Grouse at JP Morgan's wealth management business, investment banking vice chair Jing Ulrich, and chief executive officer Jamie Dimon. He said he couldn't get the CEO on the phone or any deal flow. Representatives for Dimon and JP Morgan declined to comment on the matter. I feel like there's a lot of controlling and handling to suppress my ability to affect the American economy and industry, Ye said of his experience with the bank, which is such a wild thing because Ye has affected the economy and industry. It's just like, what more could he do? Hopefully we have decades and decades to find out. I'm still really interested and I want this to happen. Ye's talked multiple times about designing a city, and I feel like that would be the ultimate Ye achievement or accomplishment, is just like a city, even a city block or a town or something. I want to see that become a reality, because most cities, most towns are so dated and established that you never really see anything that's like fresh and innovative. Like, what's the most innovative city that we have in the world? It might be something like Dubai at this point, but Dubai is so far away from the focus of like American media and European media that you don't really see a lot of what's going on there. Like, it would just be so fascinating if somebody started a new city in the like central of Australia or something, or on some island, right? Just build it. There's a random island off the coast of Florida. Build a new city. See what happens. Complex finances. The saga of Ye's finances is complex, going back several years to when he said he was saddled with millions in debt, $53 million in debt, and rapped about dying broke. He has vastly turned around his fortune since then. An unaudited balance sheet of his finances reviewed by Bloomberg last year showed that he had $122 million in cash and stock, with billions more in other assets such as Yeezy. His Yeezy business made $191 million in royalties from the Adidas deal alone in 2020, according to a private document prepared by UBS Group AG. Ye recently enlisted Michael Cohen, former President Donald Trump's former lawyer and fixer, to help him with his personal affairs. I completely forgot about that, and I remember them having lunch multiple times, but not the nature of any kind of like working relationship. Cohen said he no longer works with Ye, but is glad the artist has moved his money to JP Morgan after previously keeping it at a small Wyoming bank. That bank was not equipped to handle his business or him personally, Cohen said in a text message this month. Ye has been cutting his ties more broadly to Wyoming, where he spent much time after moving to Cody, a small town with a population of 10,000 in 2019. He listed one of his ranches for sale late last year, around when Ye and his ex-wife Kim Kardashian were divorcing. The ranch, which includes lakes, a lodge, a horse facility, corrals, and a go-kart track, according to the real estate listing, has been taken off the market. And that started some speculation among Ye fans about maybe that's the next move for him. He's been away from Wyoming for a long time, like a couple years now, since I think he's even been back to the property. And it's still a lot of property, and it makes sense why he would have sold it. But also, if he has these ambitions of having property for factories and factories, right? An inventory that maybe he's just looking at it as, well, I have this thing. Maybe I can use that for some business stuff, even though I don't know how the zoning laws work, if you could even put factories out there. But maybe him taking it off market is a sign that he's going to go back there, do something, or maybe he's just waiting to get a better deal. Who knows? Or with the whole Donda University stuff that we were just talking about up here, maybe he sees it now as a potential like starting ground for a Donda University or a larger Donda campus. Though with the population of 10,000 and the travel infrastructure of Cody, it seems like there would have to be a lot of upgrades to the area for his Wyoming ranch to become like viable for people that want to like live there, move there, work there. It would be difficult to get in and out as it currently is. I think it's an hour and a half or 2 hour drive from Cody as is. And Cody's like a flight into Wyoming and then a flight to Cody and then a 2 hour drive from Cody. It's a lot. As for those brand deals, Ye wants to negotiate with Adidas to get a 20% royalty on all the shoes he's designed with the company in perpetuity and save it for his four children. How's he going to swing that? If these companies, if they want to play with me, I've been playing nice up to this point, said Ye. So, yeah. It's like, if you want to keep selling Yeezys, just give me a 20% royalty, which I feel like at this point, maybe he's been watching Shark Tank. If any of you watch Shark Tank, Mr. Wonderful always wants a royalty in perpetuity. But I think his royalty right now is 15%, which is why it was such a lucrative deal to begin with. So he wants, I believe, 5% more on top of that, and not just through 2026, but for all time. As long as you're going to sell Yeezys, like I get 20% of all of that. And maybe Yeezys are successful enough that Adidas will go for that. You know, better to get 80% of that pie than none of it. Or else maybe they're just so annoyed by it that they'll cut ties and see what happens. But that's the article. So we get some information from Ye and some of his perspective. It's informative, but you know, I feel like even with him saying that he's going to go his own way, if Adidas in 6 months was just like, we'll give you everything you want and a seat on the board, that could change everything. I've kind of learned with Ye just to be on the balls of my feet and see like what's going to happen, because things change all the time and you never quite know what's going to happen. So we're getting some insight into the current mindset, but we also don't know what the situation will be, you know, a month from now, a year from now, 5 years from now. But if he is starting to go it alone and do his own companies at this point, it's certainly exciting and certainly something that feels long overdue. But we'll keep you posted as whenever there's more information. So that's it. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.